Welcome to this week's Community Campfire Musical Sesh. We are sitting down with Brian Freeman. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
And we are excited to tell you about what Brian's been up to since the last time we had him on the show. We've got Mitch Elliott in the studio. Welcome, Mitch.
Hey, John. How's it going?
And Brian, it's been since the winter solstice that we had you here, and you got another party for the longest day of the year, so introduce yourself.
Yeah, my name is Brian. I grew up here in Park City. I'm a musician, a skier. I don't know. If there's anything I really know how to do in this world, it's make a turn on skis, so I guess that's something I know I can do. But no, I play music, and 4 years ago, just decided we wanted to celebrate the solstices, winter and summer. I lived in Santa Barbara for like 4 years, and they really celebrated summer solstice there. Obviously, more of a summer-oriented place, and I thought winter would be a great thing to celebrate here, and it turns out it is. People really like it, and so we've been running these events for 4 years now, and summer's just around the corner.
So what was it about Santa Barbara solstice experience that inspired you to do it here?
Well, there it's more celebrated there than like the 4th of July.
Really?
It's crazy.
Okay.
The art that comes out, they have a whole parade. I mean, it's a day in Santa Barbara. I'm like, wow, that's really cool. It's like crickets here, you know, on the solstice. Like, that's not, it's just somebody started it and it became what it became. And for us, it's not like meant to be this huge parade. It's, hey, let's get together, hang out in a beautiful place, and have some live music on the Weber River in Peoa, and it's quite fantastic.
Yeah. So paint us a picture. We're starting to.
Yeah.
What is the summer solstice show that you're doing, and what can people expect?
I mean, there's three artists that are performing. It's on a beautiful private river ranch in Peoa, and you kind of have to sign up for our email list to be invited. So it's not like a public, anyone can go. You got to like get in the mix.
You got to know somebody, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
So all our listeners out there, you're now in the know.
So that's how we do it. It's just a beautiful day to hang out. I like to say it doesn't get more local than this, because as the town grows and things change, it's nice to have a core community of people that actually live here year-round, and this is their spot. So it's really to celebrate that as much as it is to celebrate the longest day of the year. We just have an excuse to get everyone together.
Part of that excuse is playing some great music. We'd love to hear some from you. What are you going to play for us first here on the show today?
Because spring is over, almost over officially, I was going to play Spring Cleaning.
Any story behind that you wanted to share?
Like, a lot of people in this town probably understand this because they're, you know, half of the town's Olympians or former professional athletes. But, you know, every spring, the time when the national team decides who they're going to name and who they're going to let go. And I was one of the let goes at one point in my career, when that's par for the course. But it was just the way in which it was done. Some, you know, a little bit of... lies. Let's just call it what it is.
Let's just say what it is.
And I was hanging out with some friends of mine. I was still ski racing. I was keep going, and wrote the song called Spring Cleaning, and it just became kind of the cornerstone of our album. And the funny story is, I was like boarding a plane once, and I had no idea that it had like made the cut, and I heard it being played like during boarding on a Delta flight, so that was kind of interesting.
Nice.
What a trip, man.
Yeah, it's cool.
Wow, so the song made the cut and you just didn't.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks for rubbing it in, John. Well, I eventually made it back to the World Cup, but it was time for me to go. A song comes from something unique, and that was an experience for me where I wrote from a place of, I was angry, but I was also like poetic with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the combination of the two, you know, I didn't want to like release the anger. It's like a chill, vibey song. It's not an angry song. It just says what it is.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
Well, here's some music to spring clean to, even though it's the summer. Brian Freeman right here on the Community Campfire.
Self-proclaimed head of the game, you think you're so special with the name tag on your chest, a brand new desk, you think it's better air that you're breathing too. Well, if you're so concerned, why do you spend all you've earned on a monument to make you look good? Seem like a silly thing to do, but I guess that's what fools do. And they chew 'em up, spit 'em out, they're no good to you now. And dust your cobwebs from your shirt, blame your problems on someone else. Chew 'em up, spit 'em out, they're no good to you now, and there's no time for healing. Better watch your back when it's time for spring cleaning. It's well understood your promises are no good, and as far as I'm concerned, they never were leveraging our dreams, lying through your teeth, but overextending. Now your hat's too big for your head, but still in the world, or so you said. Well, I got some news for you, and a pitiful excuse that you like to use to chew them up, spit them out. They're no good to you now. Dust your cobwebs from your shelf, blame your problems on someone else. Chew them up, spit them out. They're no good to you now, and there's no time for healing. You better watch your back when it's time for spring cleaning. You sweep your dreams right under the rug, dig the hole deep and try to cover it up. Mm-hmm. You sweep our dreams right under the rug, dig the hole deep and try to cover it up. Oh no, you sweep a dream right under the rug, dig the hole deep and try to cover it up. You sweep our dreams right under the rug, dig the hole deep and try to cover it up. Yeah. Chew 'em up, spit 'em out. They're no good to you now. Dust your cobwebs from your shirt, blame your problems on someone else. Chew them up, spit them out. They're no good to you now, and there's no time for healing. You better watch your back when it's time for spring cleaning.
You know, that was catchy, and I wouldn't even mind cleaning my apartment to that song. So thank you for that spring cleaning song right here on KPCW.
If you're just tuning in, we're sitting down with Brian Friedman for this week's musical sesh, talking about the solstice.
You perform individually as Brian Friedman, but you also have your group Free Dog, right?
Yes.
You said that you were working on a new album. Is that right?
Actually, we're sitting on like two EPs that haven't been released. And we're also going to be unveiling some new songs that are not on any EPs at all. They're just works in progress that we've been playing with a lot, the band, Free Dog and I. So, yeah, it's going to be released this summer, Solstice.
When they come to the Solstice, they might get a tease of some of the new music that you guys have been working on?
They will get a tease of some of the new music and some of the new covers. Well, we like to sprinkle in a couple of new covers, but we have two new originals that we've been working on, and bringing back an old Brian song as well, just to like reconfigure it and see what it feels like.
Cool. Can you tell us a little bit about the direction of the double EPs that you're working on here, and maybe what's different about this album versus previous?
Well, the two that are canned, I would say one of them was made with the Band of Heathens in Austin, Texas, which a good friend of mine started the Band of Heathens. So like we're tight and like to, he's like, hey, I got some studio time and the band's like humming, you want to come down? And that was the result of that. And then COVID, a lot of stuff going on. I think everyone had some things to write about then. And then there's an EP that's coming out soon, we hope, maybe fall equinox, we'll see. And that was recorded partially in Ojai, California and LA. These are songs that I wrote. And then the new stuff that will be played at Solstice is the current band that are working on it together. And so I just happen to have all this material sitting on this material, so it's time to release it.
Yeah,
got it.
Yeah. That's a great problem to have.
Yeah.
Well, we're excited to hear more of it, but before we get into your final song of the hour here, is there anything you want to share about, you know, future shows beyond the summer solstice, release dates for the album, or where people can find you?
Yeah, we definitely want to get that super secret email list to get onto the summer solstice. How do we get to tickets,
you know,
there?
Yeah, you know what actually is best is go to the website and just sign up.
And what's the website?
It's freedog.fun.
Okay.
freedog.fun.
Nice. So that's where people can find the little hidden link there for some fun in POA.
And that's this Saturday, right?
It is, yes.
And what time? Is it an all-day affair or what's
it's, the... doors 5 and we're done at 10, so...
Okay, yeah. Cool. And you said there were three different groups playing?
Yeah, White Wolf will be starting off, and then Megan Blue, and then Free Dog.
Could have fit a third color in there.
Yeah.
Well, Brian, thanks so much for stopping by and hanging out with us here on the Community Campfire. What do you want to play to end the show today?
Fallen So Far.
fallen so far? Any story behind this one?
Yeah, it's kind of in the same vein as Spring Clean, and I'm kind of like going back to some of the old material. We've been reworking this song with the band, and it's a little bit about how I think humans treat the planet, and I think it's also about just how people treat each other in some way, shape, or form, and hoping for some learning experiences from that.
I want to hear the song really badly, but I do have to ask, if you wrote these songs a while ago and you're revisiting them now, what is it like to revisit those old emotions?
I think I've done the work so where like emotionally I'm good with it. It's been 20 years since all this stuff went down.
Oh, it's 20 years?
Yeah.
Wow.
Of course, like any wound or scar that you have, it tends to like poke itself out every once in a while. And honestly, it's therapeutic for me, to like revisit and play it and to, like, have the guys like have their own spin on it. It's really exciting to hear it come to life in a different way. And, when you make a record, you remember the piano part that the guy threw down in the studio. You remember when the drummer finally got the track, And like, so those things like make me smile. I'm like, oh yeah, that was a great experience. So it's, mixed emotions, but ultimately they're good and they're healthy.
Nice. Well, all the pieces are going to fall right together here on the Community Campfire for Fallen So Far. Well, thank you, Brian, again for stopping by.
You're welcome.
Have I fallen so far? And I've said so soon. Keep on using what you have until it starts using you. 'Cause even when you're cold, you can still burn, and even though you're warm, you can still hurt, and you know you're brighter than you look. And how long can we go before we go too far? Yeah, we're gonna use this all up until there's nothing left at all. 'Cause even when you're cold, you can still burn, and even though you're warm, you can still hurt, and you know you're brighter than you look. Over to you. It's time to give back. It's time for us to learn. Have I fallen so far and out of sight so soon? Keep on using what you have till it starts using you. And how long can we go before we go too far? We're gonna use this all up until there's nothing left at all. 'Cause even when you're cold, you can still burn, and even though you're warm, you can still hurt, and you know you're brighter than you look. Yeah, 'cause even when you're cold, you can still burn, and even though you're warm, you can still hurt, and you know you're brighter than you look. Come on, look, come on, 'cause even when you're cold, you can still burn. Even when you're warm, you can still hurt. It's time for us to learn. It's time for us to learn. It's time for us to learn. Yeah, it's time for us to learn.